The clock is ticking on the push for a religious freedom envoy. Terrorism won't stop Bible translation in Nigeria, and an orphanage in Nepal is on the brink of closure. There's more about these stories and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A critical bill is gridlocked in the U.S. Senate. If passed, Senate Bill 1245 will bring greater international attention to the persecution of Christians. Open Doors USA's Lindsay Vesey explains.
This particular bill would create a special envoy in a really much needed area of the world. The Near East and South Central Asia is a part of the world that has some of the greatest amount of persecution against not only Christians, but other minority faith groups.
Open Doors is taking action.
We've launched a public campaign asking our supporters to email their senators. And through this email, request that their senator co-sponsor the bill, and then also vote for it when it comes up.
But with elections closing in, the clock is ticking for this bill.
Now, if it's held up and not voted on in this session of Congress, then they will have to reintroduce next session of Congress and start this process all over again. And so we really need to apply the pressure now.
You can check out our website for that link to email your senator. Next, the window of opportunity for Bible translators may be closing in Nigeria. Nigeria is fast becoming a difficult place for believers in light of a campaign by the terrorist group Boko Haram to eliminate Christians. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says that's why they're incorporating technology into their work. Things like the translation acceleration kits, which use netbooks, solar power, and satellite communications, enable safer work for translation workers in dangerous areas. You're listening to Mission Network News. Foreclosure is threatening an orphanage in Nepal. The orphanage was founded by Vision Beyond Borders, but they almost had to shut down when they lost all of their funding. Now, they can stay open for a few more months, but it's just not enough. Kids in Vision Beyond Borders orphanages not only get food, clothing, and shelter, but they're also taught the gospel message. The orphanage in Nepal desperately needs your help to stay open. Just go to missionnetworknews.org to help. Meanwhile, a new TV studio in Beirut, Lebanon is in the works. So what's the big deal? Well, it's not just any studio. It's a Sat7 studio that'll help broadcast the hope of Christ to millions across Lebanon. Sat7, a Christian satellite television service to North Africa and the Middle East, will be able to do even more, says Sat7 USA President Rex Rogers.
It just gives us expanded flexibility. As I say, it's better stewardship, it reduced costs. Your staff are already very creative people, are freer to be more creative because they've got better tools and more space in which to work.
They broke ground in September, but there's still many months from completion. Not to worry, though. Rogers says that
nothing abnormal in terms of the Middle East. Lots of approval processes, working with contractors. You know, there's blips from time to time economically or politically in the country here, and so that causes people to slow down.
And Buckner International is celebrating 10 solid years of ministry in Guatemala. Phil Brinkmeyer with Buckner says they started working with orphans in Guatemala when they saw the need.
Guatemala has historically been one of the more difficult countries in the Western Hemisphere. They have social development indicators that are among the worst. Those are like infant mortality and chronic malnutrition and illiteracy rates.
In the last few years, Buckner expanded their focus to have long-term family impact.
Our latest goal is to provide community transformation centers, which will actually interact and assess the needs of specific families from impoverished areas.
These community transformation centers give job training, medical care, and share the gospel through family devotions.
By meeting the physical needs of the individual, they can actually be drawn closer to the Lord, and through that, the spiritual needs are met.
Pray for Buckner as they continue to share Christ's love with families in Guatemala. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many others? So get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.